Today, the 7th of Cheshvan, is the yard site of the revered Gaon, Rav Meir Shapira Zatzal, the founder of Daf Yomi. So I'd like to share with you a powerful idea for Rav Meir Shapira. In this week's parasha, Hashem promises Avram, Secharcha harbe miyod, I will give you great reward. And Avram replies, Ma titan li, what are you giving me? Hein li lo nisati zara, I'm childless, who will inherit me? Who will carry on my legacy? All this reward is worthless to me. This will all go to waste. And Hashem tells Avram, step outside, look up towards the sky and count the stars. Im tucha lisparoisam. Can you even count all those stars? Koye zeracha. So will be your children. But how do we understand Hashem's cryptic response to Avram? Why didn't Hashem just tell Avram, you will have myriads of children? Why did Hashem present Avram with such an impossible task? What's the message behind, go outside and count the stars? So Rav Meir Shapira explains, although the number of stars are finite, but that number is certainly uncountable with the naked eye. Astronomers estimate there are about 100,000 million stars in the Milky Way alone. That is 1 and 24 zeros, also known as a septillion, a number that is beyond human comprehension. So if you tell any person, go out and count the stars, they won't even begin counting. They will rationalize, why start counting if I will never be able to finish the task? But not so Avram Avinu. Avram was well aware of this reality. However, when Hashem challenged him, go out and count the stars, what did he do? He didn't think twice. He got up, he ran outside, he looked up, and immediately began counting. And when Hashem saw Avram's determination and his persistence, Hashem told him, you know what? Ko yeh zeracha. Your children will be exactly like you. They will display this same midah. Klal Yisrael will forever be known for their tenacity and perseverance, against all odds. However, like Avram, we need to get up, go outside, and take the first step. Where others saw restrictions and limitation, Avram saw opportunity. He displayed resilience and commitment. And that determination, that resolve, allowed him to succeed where others perceived certain failure. Picasso once said, inspiration exists, but it has to find you working. Rav Meir Shapira was once asked, what was your motivation? What encouraged you to establish the Daf Yomi? And he said, I was inspired by an incident that happened when I was a little boy. Little Meir was a child prodigy. His parents hired a private Rebbe to come to their house to learn with him every day. He said, when I was a little boy, my family was forced to move several times from house to house. We also moved from city to city. The constant moving did not disturb my mother's equilibrium. Only one thing would bother her, my bittel Torah, while we were on the move. On one occasion, as we were again preparing to move, my mother had an idea. She contacted the Rebbe of the town to which we were moving, and she arranged that he would meet us by the entrance of the city, and he would then be able to learn with me immediately when we arrived to the town. When we reached our destination, we searched for him, but he was nowhere to be found. My mother sat down next to the wagon, and she started to cry. And I tried to calm her down. I said, Mommy, why are you crying? We'll find him tomorrow. I'll start learning with him tomorrow. My mother said, Meiril, Meiril, you don't yet know the magnitude of Bittul Torah. You're too young to appreciate the gravity of not learning for even one day. She told me, this day will never come back. This day can never be redeemed. That incident inspired me to create a method where everyone will learn Torah every single day. Hence, Daf Yomi. Towards the end of his life, Rav Meir Shapira met the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim told him, I'm envious of the reward that you will receive in Shemaim for instituting the Daf Yomi. And the Chafetz Chaim continued, in the Olam HaEmes, a person receives much more schar for Limud HaTorah, more than any other mitzvah or anything that they may accomplish in this world. Each Jew is honored in accordance with how much Torah he studied. And then the Chafetz Chaim said something incredible. Every Masecht in Shas has its own exclusive room in Shemaim. And only the people that have studied that Masechta are allowed access to that room. And inside that room, there's a chair reserved for that person with their name engraved on that chair. Or they may not have a shtender option. So until now, many of these rooms were empty because people studied only certain Masechtas, while most others were ignored. But thanks to you, Rav Meir Shapira, all the rooms are now occupied. And there is incredible Simcha in Shemayim. And if I might add, for all those women out there that encourage their husbands to go out and learn, we can understand the challenge you face when he has to leave the house in the morning or in the evening to join his shir. For that enormous sacrifice, I'm certain There's a seat reserved with your name engraved on it as well, in each and every room. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.